Goodness, goodness. Well, I'm glad to be ministered. It's been a while since I've ministered, but it's even more exciting when you're studying at 5 o'clock in the morning and the Holy Spirit changes stuff. And I was like, really? You're going to do that to me this morning? So I said, yes, sir, that's what we're going to do, whatever I'm supposed to do. Amen? And so that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to tell you, I'm glad you're here. So we're going to talk some about walking with God, because it's kind of important. I mean, if you're a Christian, if you're saved, Jesus is the Lord of your life, isn't walking with God kind of an important thing? So when we talk about walking in our walk with God, walking is a consistent thing, y'all. Everybody say consistent. Okay, I'm going to convince you of this before we're through this morning. I promise. When we talk about walking and walking with God, when we're walking with God, what happens is, y'all, did y'all see this? The Holy Spirit hit me during that song, Higher Ground. Did y'all hear the words, what that said? Wait, where'd you put your book? Y'all, hold on. I could say it, but I don't want to missay it. It says, to stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane. A higher plane. So when we're walking with God and we're understanding what God wants us to do, He's going to take us to the next plane, to the next level. Amen. How many's tired of the level you're on? Oh, come on. So y'all are like what Pastor Corey talks about. Y'all just fat sheep. Did I say that? That came out, didn't it? Well, I didn't mean it bad. But see, when I asked the question, don't you want to be on the next plane with God? And that's not the next airplane. But don't you want to move to the next level? Everybody in here should have said, amen. Amen. That's right. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all stay up with me here, okay? I don't want to have to drag you kicking and screaming this morning. So that's what we're talking about this morning. It's walking with God. And when we think of walking with God, it's steady. It's steady. See, we're not running a race. Y'all have heard that before. Pastors have used it. I've probably used it. We're not running a marathon. We're running for life. See, when I say a marathon, everybody goes, well, yeah, it's a long race. No, this is for eternity. Amen? When we start changing our thinking about, I'm not just doing it for today, or I'm not doing it about for the next 5 years, or till I go to heaven. No, we're talking about eternity. See, because we're walking with God. No matter where we're at, what we're doing, are you just letting Him sit on the sideline while you muddle through life? Amen? So, let me see where I changed stuff. Y'all find John. Find the John. John chapter 1. We'll start there. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. John chapter 1. Say amen when you get there. Oh, look at y'all. Say oh my if you're not there yet. Really? That's awesome. I'll be there in a sec. I'll catch you. Well, see, y'all a lot faster than you normally are. Way to go, y'all. Oh, by the way, I want to tell y'all something, and from the heart, and I mean that. I mean, anytime, I always speak from the heart, but this has really touched me the last 2-3 months, and most of y'all know me, I'll probably tear up because that's just the way I am. And I can own it. I'm okay with it. It doesn't bother me at all. I am so proud that the way that y'all are singing during praise and worship now, my Lord, y'all touch my heart. See, I'm a musician, and when Corey brought me here 10 years ago, whoo, that's what I say, whoo. I don't mean that wrong. It's just whoo. I came from a world where I played with people that played music for a living. If you didn't do your job, you got fired. That's just like in any other job. And Corey said, I want you to get things. I want you to fix it. And over time, it's changed. And it's I call it morphed, but I don't know the word. It's God. I know that. It's not me. It's not anybody up here. But what it is that we're all playing for the right reason. But what I want you to know is, see, it's about when y'all start singing and you start responding to the music that's up here, and I can hear y'all over the music up here. Man, I'm telling y'all what. Whew, thank you, Lord. That touches my heart. That means that what we've strived for all these years is that people are starting to feel the music and feel the Holy Spirit in the words and in the song. So I thank y'all. Amen. Thank you so much. Wow. All right. So John 1, we're going to start first verse. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. Amen? Okay, so right here, God's the light of men, right? He is the light. That's what it's saying right here. Y'all hang on. Now, we're going to skip down to verse 14. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, Jesus came and was made, the Word was made flesh. Everybody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh no, come on, say, Jesus.
Jesus.
There you go, say it with something. If you're going to use Jesus' name, you're going to, you know, we have, I didn't know if y'all knew this or not, but we have the authority to use Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, it's kind of silly. If I need Jesus, Jesus. Why don't y'all, like we said it the second time, Jesus! I mean, He's awake, but talk to Him like He's not awake. I mean, you know, because He knows what we're doing. But when you need Him, you go, Jesus, I need you now. Says, Jesus, it's me. No, stop that. Come on, get some power in that name of Jesus, because that's what it is power. And when we learn to call on the name of Jesus as we walk with God, and we learn that we can use the power of Jesus' name. Amen? See, that's what walking with God is about, is learning out what we can use. And we can use the name of Jesus in any situation. Amen? You thank Him when things are good, and you thank Him when things are bad. And you say, come on, Jesus, I need you right now. Do any of y'all do that?
Yes.
Good. Those of you who don't, start. Amen? It's that simple. It is that simple. When we learn how to use the powerful name of Jesus, then your life is going to start getting better, and those problems that you've been having aren't going to seem near as big. Right? When I start speaking over my problems and I speak the name of Jesus, then they're going to get better, y'all. But you have to get fired up about it. It's time, y'all, I'm telling you, that we start walking with God every day. Amen? See, Jesus didn't come and walk around on the earth. Oh, wait, I said that word. What did I say? Walk. Everybody say walk. Okay. Come on. See, Jesus didn't come to just walk around the earth for us to just be complacent and not do anything. Amen? And when we start walking with God, He will start asking you to do things that will scare you. He will make you sweat. He will make you break out. No, He doesn't do that. God doesn't do anything bad. See, y'all were going with me. It's na 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 na. Shame on you. Hallelujah. This is not anything about where this is going. But when we walk with... See, I wasn't going to say anything about this, dadgummit, but... How many of y'all heard about the party thing that was in Burn It last weekend. Who couldn't? Thad does. Thad works at the city. Me and him talked about this a lot. There was over 40,000 people behind my house last weekend. And you think, what? We have 10 acres over there, and our fence is Reveille Peak. We share a fence. That's 1,200 acres, and they had over 40,000 people over there last weekend. Y'all, if you didn't see the pictures, you should. Here's the reason. The reason that you should is it's demonic. Y'all, and if we don't start praying over this stuff, and because this is what I'm talking about. When you walk with God, stuff like this should bother you. It bothers me. It bothered our family. At 2 a.m. when you couldn't sleep because the music hurt physically inside, going, what in the world? I have never experienced this. It hurt, y'all. That's demonic. I'm telling you, I saw pictures. They built idols and stuff like that. Holy cow. You can't even imagine. People, what the clothes, little clothes they had on. See, when we walk with God, we've got to learn that we have to be consistent in our walk, and then we'll start stepping up and saying, oh, no, I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to put up with that. We started praying 3 weeks ago for rain. See, because I believe God has a sense of humor, too. Because he created Ricky. See, it's all right to laugh. I do all the time. God laughs at me all the time. And I said, okay, God, you got a sense of humor. This is how me and God talk. I said, you got a sense of humor? I got a sense of humor. Because you made me. It sure would be funny if it rained on that weekend. Because you've heard of raining on somebody's parade? Well, we left on Friday, and Alyssa, our daughter, came in and out because it was hard to sleep. There just wasn't much to do. She texted us first thing Monday morning, I think, and said, boy, y'all have favor. They canceled it on Monday. They all had to go home, and I got to come home and sleep to silence on Monday night. Thank you, Lord. Amen? Man, see, we should be clapping about that. Because when we start speaking to those things, God will do what he says he'll do. Amen? Now, I know that there were a lot of unhappy people. I wasn't. I know a lot of happy people that are in Burn It that were glad to see it change. Y'all, when you start looking as that, as that's okay, then you bet we need to reevaluate what's going on with our walk in God. Amen? Amen. Ooh, Holy Spirit, so good. Turn to John 8. I think it's John 8. Yeah, John 8. Holy Spirit's so good. He set all this up. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Y'all, that's darkness that they were walking in this weekend. But we're supposed to walk in the light, the life. See, the light, walk in the light, walk in God. Didn't it say that he was the light of all men? Yeah, that's what he said. So if we're walking with God, we're walking in the light, right? So that's our job, is to walk in the light. Now, are we staying consistently in the light? Because, see, darkness can't stand light. Darkness can't hang when light's there. So when we are walking in the light, that darkness is going to move away. Have you ever been friends with someone that, and then all of a sudden, as you get more and more walking with God, and you hear less and less from that friend? Right? See, because when you start walking in the light, people that aren't following God they can't stand the light. It hurts them because they can't accept it. No. I said that wrong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They can accept it. They choose not to accept it. Amen? Because we have a choice. You can choose the light or you cannot choose the light. What are you going to choose? But as we walk with God, He is the light. And isn't it fun to live in the light? Amen. Amen. See, that feeling of peace comes over us when we walk in the light. You're in the darkness and your heart goes all the time. People are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know when things start happening. But if we're walking in the light and we're staying constantly in God's word, we know what to do. We know to start speaking that word. You start speaking to things. You start speaking to that situation. You start claiming Jesus' name over your situation. You see, we start speaking the answer instead of the problem. Says is the more you walk with God. So, think this. You have people that go, oh, well, I've sinned. So as Pastor Corey says, well, you don't know what I've done. I don't want to know what you've done. But you don't know what we've all done. We've all messed up. We've all messed up. Why do we keep putting so much emphasis on sin? I read this the other day. The more that you start walking with God and you start loving God, the less you want to sin for God's sake. You know what? When you learn how to love God and you start following God and you start keep walking in God's word and you find out how much He loves you and how much He's done for you and what He's going to do for you. And if you just stay in the word, then you don't want to sin. Because the light is so much better than the darkness. Amen? Amen. Amen. I love it. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Oh, hallelujah. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Don't you want to be God's people? More than ever. More than ever. Y'all, we as Christians and believers get to be, we get the opportunity to serve. Howdy said that as he prayed backstage too. That was another thing. We were paying attention to Howdy's prayer this morning. See, you didn't know that. You just thought we were all. He also give us opportunities. Y'all, we have to take advantage of those opportunities that we are given. Amen. You can't be afraid of those opportunities when they come up. Okay? I'm going to tell y'all sidebar. Friday, Dad and I are playing golf. And, man, I'm playing pretty good on that front nine. I was 4 over after 9 holes. Cool. Howdy. But they put a guy with me and Dad. And he was a nice man. Nice man. He played golf all the time. But he was a talker. And he told us about his whole life. His whole life. He had beat colon cancer. He had da-da-da-da-da. And then they just now told him 2 weeks ago that it metastasized. Is that the right word? Yeah, in his lungs. And he said, they told me maybe 6 months, a year, I don't know. He said, I ain't going to listen. I'm going to play golf, keep doing what I'm doing. Had a great attitude, though. It was really neat. But like I said, boy, after 18, I had to, quiet. But about the sixth hole, the Holy Spirit starts talking to me. Ricky, you need to ask him if he has accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I'm going, not now. I got a good round going. I don't want to think about this right now. Next hole, Holy Spirit, you need to ask him. You need to talk to him. I'm like, really? Come on. Now, we'll work this out later. So after we made the turn, and for those of you that don't play golf, that's at 9 holes. They call it the turn. It's when you go get a snack. So we go out there and we get, and so me and the Holy Spirit, we're just not on the same page. And because there's golf etiquette. I mean, you know, and I thought the Holy Spirit knew golf etiquette, but obviously he didn't really care that day. So I'm like, okay. I'll do it. I didn't say I'll do it, but when? Like, I don't want to mess the guy's round up, because if, like, he's an atheist or agnostic or, you know, you just mess him up, you know, and I don't know. That's just kind of, you know, and this is me talking, you know, I'm like trying to reason all this out. And so, and if you ask him after the 18th hole, because you always take cap off, shake hands, tell everybody you enjoy it, but it was busy Friday. I mean, people were waiting. It took us a long time. So I'm thinking, oh, great. Then if I ask him afterward, we're going to be up there on the green. People are going to be going, get out of the way, you know. So Holy Spirit. So we get just about three holes before we were through. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, we know he does it. He goes before us. So we get to this par three, which means you have to wait till they get off. They're usually one shot to the green. So they hadn't even hit yet. So we're sitting back here. Holy Spirit's going, it's your time. Come on. Come on. And so I asked him, I said, well, you were telling me about your medical problems. And he said, yeah, here he went again. And I went, oh, Lord. And so he took a breath. I said, hey, Mike, I need to ask you something. I said, serious. He said, okay. I said, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he said, yes, I have. And I went, oh, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit goes, you're not done. He's sick. The word says we can lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. I said, Mike, second question. He's probably like, oh, gosh. I said, you know, the word says that we can lay hands on the sick and they'll be healed. Can I pray for you? Can I lay hands on you? He goes, absolutely. Those are what Howdy's talking about. Those are opportunities that when they come up, we have to do them, y'all. I was so blessed by getting to do that. And the other thing is I'm sorry and repent. I've repented that the times that I missed that and didn't do it. Amen. Because there's times in God's walk when I was scared to do it. Now it was just because I had a good round going. And I'm like, golly. I mean, I was going to get to it, but me and God were just, you know. That's what we, as our walk with God, that we have to do, y'all. That we have to get into, that we have to stay into. And just because somebody tells you to go talk a person across the store, don't look at it as, oh. Look at the opportunity, because you never know what you're fixing to sow into somebody's life that may be hurting. They may be sick. You don't know, but the Holy Spirit knows why He's telling you to go do that. Amen? So as we walk with God and as we grow with God, we have to learn to start taking advantage. Not advantage, but let's take the opportunity to spread God. To spread Jesus. See, that's what we're supposed to do. We talk about the end of end times. You shouldn't want your worst enemy to go to hell. We should be praying over people that we can't stand, or that you thought, boy, I don't like. We need to be praying for them, y'all. Now's the time that we have to increase our walk. Quit being one foot in and one foot out. I encourage you today to get fired up for God again. Amen? I'm going to give you this, and then we're going to... I wrote down four things. I taught part of this at a Bible study. Four things happen when we're walking with God. Number one is all things are possible. Mark 9 tells us all things are possible to those who believe, right? So when we're walking with God, all things are possible. That healing that you need is possible if you're walking with God. Are you believing? Not just, oh, I believe. No, I believe. Are you speaking to it every time you think about it? Every time you think about whatever your situation is, quit thinking about how bad it is and quit thinking about and start thinking about the result that God's going to do for you. He's going to heal you. He's going to heal your finances. He's going to heal your relationship. He's going to take care of all the junk that you've been worried about. Amen? But no, we're worried about it. Quit worrying about it. Start speaking the answer. Start walking with God. Number two, He's our comfort. 2 Corinthians says He's the Father of mercies and the God of comfort. Whoo, hallelujah. Man, when you're feeling down, you can just snuggle up with God. Say, man, I need you. I need you. I need a big old God hug today. God, just bless me today. You know, some of you macho men get involved in that. I don't want no hug. Oh, man, y'all, we need to get past that. I want a hug. I want God to wrap his arms around me and go, it's all fine. I got it. I know what's going on, and you're going to laugh about it in another week or two. So just keep going. Amen. Number three, God is my strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Which strengthens me? No, he does strengthen me. Amen? Say, he does.
He does. He does.
Thank you for three of you participating. Say, he does.
He does.
That's right. Come on, y'all. I want y'all to get the heart of the message. And the heart of the message is that we have to get pumped up about God.
Amen.
Man, in our walk, we're supposed to walk upright, hold that chin up, and walk with our chest poked out. Aren't we proud? Oh. Aren't you proud of Jesus? Oh. Why don't you walk like you're proud of Jesus then? And when I say you, don't you look and say, oh, well, don't say that about me. No, I'm talking to me too, y'all. There's times when you get up in the morning. I mean us, y'all. There's times when I get up and I'm like, oh, wow. You know? It's just wow. But I heard a new song this week. And y'all need to find it if you can. Hey, just a minute. We'll see if this will work. Gary, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. He might not like this too well, but it's okay. I heard this song, and I'm going to tell you what. If you start singing this every morning.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind
stayed on Jesus. Yeah.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Listen.
I'm walking and talking with my mind.
Stayed on Jesus. Stayed on Jesus. What a concept.
Stayed on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One more verse.
I'm singing and pleasing with my mind.
Yeah.
Stayed on Jesus. Oh, I'm singing and praising my mind. Stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praising with my mind. Stayed on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That'll change your day every day, y'all. Man, isn't that a good song? But see, it turns everything around when I start. My mind is stayed. I had to go find the words because I couldn't hear it real clear. You know, it's like, why? And it's my mind stayed, S-T-A-Y-E-D. I didn't even know that was a word. I mean, I'm a pretty good speller and stuff, but stayed on Jesus. Our mind should be stayed on Jesus. Amen. Man, so y'all look that up. It's called I Woke Up This Morning, I think. Anyway. Holy Spirit, thank you very much for leading me in this direction this morning. Oh, my Lord. Real quick, because I've got, the Holy Spirit gave me one last thing, and I'm gonna get to close. I'm not even going to, I don't know. Turn to, stay, we're in John. Go to chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to get right to the point this morning. It's kind of funny, running out of time. I'm going to get to the point now. My goodness. See, I told y'all, though, the Holy Spirit has a sense of humor. God has a sense of humor. He did this to me this morning. Look, it's just all, I love it. Because isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to serve our God? Amen. Amen. So we are in chapter 4, right? Okay. Now, this is where God has stopped at Jacob's well. The disciples have gone into town to get food. And he talks to a Samaritan woman right there. So the funny thing with this is, y'all going to have to hold on tight because we're going fast. That's Jews and Samaritans did not get along. They didn't eat together. They didn't drink together. They would do business together. But they didn't do any of the good stuff. The eating and visiting and no. So this is kind of unusual in itself that Jesus is talking to this Samaritan woman. Most of the women come get water early of the morning when it's cool. This one doesn't. She comes in the middle of the day when it's hot. So there's a little bit of stuff going on with this lady, okay? So Jesus asked her in verse 7, he says, "Give me a drink." And the woman says to him, "How is it that being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have askest of him, and would he have given thee living water." Amen. Whew, hallelujah. So Jesus right here is using something physical. He's talking about giving me a drink to get her attention because she's not going to catch this next part for a little bit. He said, "But if you knew who I am, you'd be asking me for a drink of living water and you would never thirst again." So the Holy Spirit gave me this demonstration. What we have to understand, y'all, is that what he's talking about with the drink, the water, living water, is that's the Holy Spirit. That when he died for us, he gave us the Holy Spirit. That's the living, it lives inside of us, y'all. However, if we're not staying in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit's just in there, not doing a thing. Because you're not doing, we have to do something, y'all. As we read the Word, the Holy Spirit ministers to us and builds us up and teaches us about the Word of God. So, Blake got a little excited when he saw the marshmallows this morning. He wanted to know where the chocolate bars and the graham crackers were. So as I've been praying about stuff and God's showing me things, I've never had the Holy Spirit be so specific with me. Thank you. But he did on this demonstration. Can everybody see? Here, wait. Now, can you see? Okay. So, when the Holy Spirit and I were talking, he said, "I want you to do this demonstration and I want you to get marshmallows." And I'm going, "Marshmallows?" He said, "Marshmallows." This is what the devil stuff that he throws at us is. A bunch of fluff. A bunch of air. When he makes you feel unworthy. When he makes you want to take that extra drink. When he makes you feel like you ain't worth a thing. When he makes you think that you're going to die because of the sickness they've given you. Fluff, y'all. Fluff. Fluff. No matter what situation you're going through, the devil's throwing at you, it's all like a marshmallow. It's fluff. Okay? That's what he said. I said, "Fluff." And he said, "Yeah. Devil has no power unless you give it to him." Amen? It's all like a marshmallow. So you can throw them and it don't hurt nothing. Did you see that bounced off? I hit that speaker. I wasn't even trying. This is what the devil's throwing at you. Junk, 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 adultery, whatever, pornography, alcohol, drugs. I don't know what. Bad relationships. That's what he's doing to y'all and me. He tries. He ain't winning. Right? See, but we got all this. Oh, by the way, Holy Spirit reminded me. This is about the average size of a brain, an average brain, okay? So this is what the devil wants to do. He wants to fill your mind with nothing but fluff and junk, okay? But what happens when we drank the living water, okay? So it starts coming in on us. It starts coming in on us. Oh, wow. It starts coming in on us. And look at all this junk coming out. Now, but you know what? Oh, wait a minute. But what happens now? See, we still have to do a few things. We got to keep reading the Word. And this last little bit of crust and this last little bit of junk is going to come off. Y'all, that's what this living water does. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. And as we tune in, see, you can't just go, okay, Holy Spirit's got it because I'm saved. No. You saw as we get the Holy Spirit in the water, pushes out that junk, the Word of God, but it's going to get to a point where we have to dig in and you have to fight off that last little bit of crust. Amen? Amen. Are you willing to fight that crust off today? Amen. Are you willing to walk with God and say, you know what, God, I'm sorry, but from today forward, I'm with you. I'm with you. I walk with you one step at a time. And even though I stumble, Psalms 119, 105 says, your word is lamp to my feet and light to my path. That's what your word says, Father. So I stumble. I need that light. I need that lamp to my feet and to my pathway right now, because that's what your word says. See, when we start reminding God, it's not for Him, it's for me and you. We start building ourselves up through the Word of God, and all this, yeesh, starts coming off. Slimy marshmallow. But see, we can even laugh about that, but that's just the devil. Slimy marshmallow. Okay? Don't let him come against you, y'all. You start walking again. Get up. Get up right now. If you're tired and you've been, man, I don't know what to do in my life and it's not working, get up and get back in the Word of God and start walking again right now. Amen? Man, if you want that in you right now, then you get up. It's time. Man, y'all, it's time that we start fighting that fight for Jesus. Amen? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we always give you an opportunity to here at Williamson County Cowboy Church. Even if you're listening online. We're going to say a simple prayer this morning with every head bowed and every eye closed. If you've never accepted Jesus, we're going to ask you right now to say that prayer with us. Say it out loud. Believers are going to say it with us. It's time, y'all. We got to get people saved. I don't want to see anybody going to hell. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. And I ask you to come in and save me. Fill me up this morning, Lord. I believe you died on that cross, Jesus. And you rose from the dead. God, thank you that today is my God day. In Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed right now, just out of respect to everybody else. If you just said that prayer for the first time, you just accepted Jesus Christ. We're not going to make you do anything silly, but on the count of three, we're going to have you hold your hand up, and they're going to give a Bible to you, and then we'll have you put it right back down. On the count of three. One, two, three. Anybody, get your hand up. Anybody. All right, y'all look at me. Amen. Have y'all had a good time this morning? Thank y'all.